Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. For today, we will continue with our series of retirement planning conversations by focusing on how to manage a 401k left at a former employer. After leaving a job, it's important to know that there are options for managing the assets in a former employer's retirement plan. And throughout today's conversation, we will outline those options, including rolling the assets into another retirement plan or an individual retirement account or IRA. Joining me for the conversation today from the UBS Chief Investment Office Global Investment Management Team, glad to welcome back Justin Waring, Head of UBS Wealthway Strategy and Solutions, as well as Ainsley Carbone, Retirement Strategist. I will point out as well that there is a correlating report from the team available now up on ubs.com/CIO titled How to Manage a 401k Left at a Former Employer. For clients of UBS, please be sure to reach out to your UBS financial advisor to receive a copy directly. So with that, Ainsley, Justin, thank you both for dropping by Top of the Morning today. It's great to have you both back here on the podcast. A lot to cover, so let's dive right into it. Ainsley, to begin, when someone changes employers, what are some immediate things, considerations to be aware of regarding a retirement plan with the former employer?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you so much for having us today. I'm excited for the conversation. So to answer your question, when someone changes jobs, one of those first questions that comes up is what happens to the retirement savings plan from their former workplace? It's a good idea to start by figuring out where that account is held and how to access it. So usually this means finding out the right contact information for the plan provider, which could be available either by logging into the account online or by reaching out to the former employer's human resources department. It also helps to make sure that the plan provider has up-to-date contact details on file, like your current mailing address, phone number, and emailing address. For many people, it's especially helpful to have the account connected to a personal email instead of a work email, just to make sure that they will always have access to it regardless of employment status. Any money an employee put into the plan from their own paycheck, including any earnings on these funds, is always theirs, no matter where they work next. That's why keeping track of where the account is and knowing how to access it can make things like rollovers, withdrawals, or important communications so much simpler, whether those tasks come up right after they leave that job or years down the road.
Well, some very helpful tips there, Ainsley. Thank you for that. A lot of considerations there to be mindful of. So, Justin, to welcome you into the conversation today, why aren't all employer contributions to a retirement plan always fully owned by the employee?
Yeah, thanks again for having us, Dan. When someone puts money into their own retirement account through payroll deductions, that amount is theirs from the very beginning. But employer contributions don't always work the same way. Some companies offer to match a portion of what an employee contributes up to a certain limit. And so even though those matching dollars appear in the account pretty quickly, employees don't actually fully own them right away. Sometimes they have vesting rules, is what it's called. And these vesting rules determine when the employee gets to keep the employer's contributions, which depends often on how long they've worked at the company. So some plans require a few years of service before everything is fully owned, while others let ownership gradually build over time. So the schedule could be different from one employer to the next since it's set by the plan sponsor. And because of these rules, account statements usually break balances down into a vested balance, which belongs to the employee, and an unvested balance, which could be lost if they leave the company before meeting the vesting requirements.
Interesting. So as far as action steps, Ainsley, what might be some common options available for funds in a former employer's plan?
Well, when someone leaves a job, they'll usually find that most 401k plans give them a whole handful of options for what to do with the money that's in their account. Even though the specifics can certainly change from plan to plan, there are four main categories to choose from. So one route is to take all the money out as a lump sum distribution. If someone goes with this option, the amount they withdraw is generally taxed as ordinary income, and there might be an extra penalty for early withdrawal if they have not reached a certain age yet. Another choice is to leave the money where it is in that former employer's plan if the account has enough in it, which is usually at least $5,000. the funds stay invested in this option, but new contributions can't be made. And it's also worth noting that fees, services, or investment options may differ for former employees compared to those who are still working at that company. A third possibility is rolling the balance over into a retirement plan at a new employer if they have one at that new employer and if that new employer's plan happens to accept rollovers from previous plans. Not every employer plan allows this, and eligibility rules or timing can certainly vary. There's also the option to roll the funds into an individual retirement account, also known as an IRA. If this is done as a direct rollover, it's generally not taxed, and the money remains invested with the same tax advantages. It's also important to note that rollovers aren't taxed if moved from a traditional 401k to a traditional IRA or from a Roth 401k to a Roth IRA, but they would be taxed if funds are rolled from a traditional 401k to a Roth IRA. Most plans do lay out these options in their educational materials, but of course, the details are going to vary depending on the employer or plan provider, so it's just important to make sure you confirm the details that are specific to that plan.
Well, thank you, Ainsley, for that overview. It's always positive to have a variety of options, though, Justin, how might someone evaluate which option best aligns with their particular situation?
So each individual is unique, so the best choice will depend on their personal situation, the features of the plan, and what their long-term goals look like. One thing that people usually consider is whether they want to keep their retirement savings invested for the future or if they need access to the money right away. So options that let their savings keep tax advantage status, such as leaving the funds in the plan or rolling them over into an IRA, those options let the account grow over time with the market. And for most people, that's going to be the decision that they have. Rarely do people leave their employee and then immediately need access to all their retirement savings. It can be helpful to compare the details of each option, the current 401k, the former employer's 401k, as well as individual retirement accounts. And those details would include things like investment selections, fees, flexibility, and how easy the funds are to manage. So this usually means looking over information from the former employer's plan, the new employer's plan, and any possible IRA providers. It's also important when considering your options to also bear in mind how this might affect your ongoing saving. Since people can't keep contributing to a former employer's plan once they leave, starting contributions to a new employer's plan or an IRA or both should be an important consideration as part of the bigger picture. And so for some people, this is a decision where it's useful to get advice from a financial professional, especially when these decisions are part of a broader financial plan.
Well, very helpful guidance, Justin, as there is a lot there, of course, for one to consider. Before we close out today, Ainsley, any final thoughts, takeaways on this topic that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Absolutely. It's kind of building on what Justin had just finished up with, but when you leave a job, your former employer's retirement plan has its own set of rules and options. Getting familiar with those basics can really help as you are trying to figure out what your next steps are going to be. Even though we've covered some of the main points here, many plans include extra details that will most likely impact your decision. So if you want more information, take a look at all the educational resources and plan documents for your plan. They can give you a much clearer picture. Checking out these materials will help you understand how things work, the pros and cons, and any tax issues you might run into when dealing with a 401k held at a former employer. And of course, just like Justin had said, it certainly helps making sure that you're getting advice from a financial professional, because they can just help make sure that these decisions are being made within the context of a broader financial plan.
Well, Ainsley, Justin, thank you both for dropping by Top of the Morning today, for sharing some insightful guidance around this topic, and for spending time with our listeners and our clients of UBS. Great catching up with you both, as always.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.